The Gentiles believed and were glad. October 30th. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Paul and Barnabas visited Antioch in Pisidia, and on the Sabbath day went into the Jewish synagogue and sat down. Being invited to speak, Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. Then followed a wonderful discourse. The Spirit of God accompanied the words that were spoken, and hearts were touched. The apostles appealed to Old Testament prophecies, and his declaration that these had been fulfilled in the ministry of Jesus of Nazareth, carried conviction to many a soul longing for the advent of the promised Messiah. And the speaker's words of assurance that the glad tidings of salvation were for Jew and Gentile alike, brought hope and joy to those who had not been numbered among the children of Abraham according to the flesh. The interest aroused in Antioch of Pisidia by Paul's discourse, brought together, on the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city, to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. They rejoiced exceedingly that Christ recognized them as the children of God, and with grateful hearts they listened to the word preached.